obviously want to end the first half with a win, find yourself down a goal, and a couple captains stepped up, tied it up, and then won it in overtime.
Yeah, both were semi-individual opportunities. Lacy's for sure kind of going the length of the rink and having to sort of, you know, beat some people with getting out of the zone and through the neutral zone, and then a real good sort of slip of a defenseman and a quality shot from a little bit off the angle. So credit to her. I don't think that's one of those plays that's highly realistic too often in the course of the game, but nice to have it at a key time because we had fallen behind 2-1, and then, you know, Nadia picks up, I think, a rebound off a Callie's save and carried it at 2-on-1 and looked, but decided, hey, let's go with the shot, and seemed like it found the 5-hole. So nice to have a couple captains step up. Nice to come back with a win and in overtime. And, you know, I talked to them going in the third about not giving up a goal to this team. We've got to start to get an identity, and I hope it's being a good defensive team and score when we can. You know, we have had a couple of games here where we haven't scored on the power play, and we had a great 10-game run there. So if we can just tweak that a little, get that back going with a good defensive team, maybe it gives you a chance to be 3-2 winners a lot of nights.
Coach, just after that streak of not being able to win, not being able to score, what was tonight like in terms of the atmosphere for your team? Like, what does this do for your team?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think tonight was a simple game to be ready for. I know that sounds crazy, but you get a little bit discouraged when you're not scoring. And, you know, we got exams coming and people going home. Certain people have been here pretty much all semester because of where they live. And so you try to jazz yourself up. You try to play smart. But right off the bat, the pucks were bouncing off our sticks and we were making so-so passes. But, you know, we got ahead. We put ourselves in pretty good shape, and then I think early in the second we had some chances but didn't capitalize, and then all of a sudden we maybe missed some assignments in the defensive end, and that frustrated me and made our goaltending performance look just okay for a little while. And I think Callie made a lot of nine bell type of saves today, and some including in the third period, but we went out and got those two goals, you know, late in the second and then in the third, and good for us to get the job done that way, and probably outplay them a little bit in the third, but we still have got to tighten up and take this momentum into the second half. And we come right back with this team at Fenway Park to play Holy Cross, and we know it won't be an easy one.
You mentioned the bouncing pucks in the first period specifically. It seemed like they were bouncing more in that period than any other part of the game. But, you know, Callie did such a great job of making sure that there weren't any rebounds, and if there were, she steered them to the corners. You know, how is her, not even skill, just the opportunity to learn improved over the first half of the season?
Yeah, I mean, she, you know, was somebody who had a heck of a year last year, and I mentioned before she had some nice things that she accomplished with the U.S. team and the under-22 level, so there was a lot to be ready for. And then, as the year started, she came up sick right before the first game, and then Andrea played, and then she came in, and I think it was maybe the second weekend might have had a game that was her one game, or I don't think she was herself. And that gets in your head just a little bit sometimes. And she fought through it. We gave her one weekend where Andrea played both games, but she's been really solid since that time. Maybe not spectacular, but real solid. And again, I think we've sort of put her in a tough spot a couple times. Two goals out of three, I think we were in Vegas, were off of skates, and the other one was a bang-bang rebound, so nothing you could fault her for, but that's a night, it might have been one goal she gave up, but instead it's three, and little things like that add up sometimes. You've got to fight through them mentally, keep being assertive and aggressive, and I think that's what, Coach Gilmore has been doing with her, is talking about staying aggressive and, being active out there, and I think she has been, and tonight it paid some dividends because, again, there were a lot of hidden real good saves.
And then Lacy had the you called a goal that you don't see often. She led the team in shots. That shooting mentality, is that something you want to see more of out of the entire team, or is Lacy being the one to start that, just beneficial for you guys?
Absolutely like to see it from the whole team because, you know, it's probably a facet of women's hockey. Sometimes we want to get just too perfect or too close to the net because you don't have quite the same power dimension you'd had on the men's side. So if they take those mid-range shots and they, you know, keep them down low, there's a chance for rebounds, a chance for opportunities. But Lacey is somebody who shoots the puck very well and knows it and is willing to, you know, be confident with that. Sometimes people talk about what you can't do. Well, I always like to emphasize what you're good at, do it. And she likes to shoot it and does a good job with it.
Any plans for the holidays in terms of practicing and getting ready for the Frozen Fin Life?
Yeah, our rules prohibit us from being very involved over the next about 12, 14 days. So that'll carry us through reading period, exams, and people going home. And we come back the 27th is travel day, the 28th we skate. So we'll probably go 4 days, take one off, go four more days, and you know, that gives you eight sort of training camp days. But I think our charge now is for the kids to do a good job by themselves, to, you know, get out here in small groups, you know, get on the ice as much as you can while you're here for the last few day of classes, reading period and exams. But it is hard because everybody's got different schedules, whether it's papers or projects or group projects or just pure exams. And so again, it's not a team thing, but it's an individual thing to really stay on it. And they're professionals. They work hard. They train year round. It's much different than my day when the skates went in the closet for about 6 months. They stay at it all year round, and I give them a lot of credit. But you know, use the resources while you're here, and then when they go home, they're gonna have 2 days of travel, you know, Christmas in there, probably a day at grandma's house, and you know, and maybe a day or two of shopping to get some gifts they haven't gotten. So it's hard to stay on the button, and you can afford some rest, but you don't want 12 or 13 days to be too much rest.
And then finally, Frozen Fenway is coming up with your guys' next game. What do you do to get ready for that sort of atmosphere? It's a much different atmosphere than playing inside of Walter Brown.
Yeah, well, the good thing is it's an even atmosphere for both teams. You know, we'll both be a little bit naive and new to that venue and that situation. You know, outdoor ice, the sight lines, the way the lights might affect a little bit of play. But I think it's the same game. You know, you're going to have to win battles in front of the net. You're going to have to make the simple plays. And, again, you know, take advantage of special teams. And if we can do some of those things or most of those things, I like our chances.
Perfect.